if you're any organization, there is a distinction between leadership and management. And it's important to recognize what those distinctions are so that you can properly enable and train people. Leadership, I believe, is distinguished by people who help reframe what is believed to be possible and appropriate as the goals of the organization. Managers, equally important, traditionally manage tasks that everybody would recognize must be done, and their contribution is to apportion those tasks across a set of people and ensure that that job gets done.
One of the things that I think agencies have the hardest time on is, and you pointed this out well, usually the person becomes the manager, becomes that leader, is the person who has the most technical expertise, but they're not necessarily the most suited to be a manager. How do you guys at the National Security Agency or just deal with that issue to ensure that you're just not promoting someone because they're the smartest in the room or they do really well putting the pieces together, but doesn't mean they can manage other people who put the pieces together?
You have to pick them based upon not just their aspiration, but do they have some of the requisite skills already? You also need to make sure that you're not simply dropping them in a big pool and it's sink or swim. You have to train them, enable them, give them the resources, and a lot of that is the training. So we work hard to make sure that first and second level supervisors get that training so that they can properly serve the people that we expect them to serve.
When you guys look at training, can you give me a sense of what kinds of training? Is it in-house? Is it out? Do you send people to universities and colleges? Do you bring on experts? Can you give me a kind of a sense of how you meet that mission of the training?
Yeah, we do all of that. There are things that are unique to our business. You can expect that perhaps crypto mathematics or the particular deep expertise that we need, we'll do a lot of that in-house. But there are other skills, whether it's leadership or management or broad aspects of language training, that the private sector is very good at that and will exercise and leverage their skills as well.
Do you find that sometimes you may have someone who you think has that ability to be a good manager, a good leader, and it turns out, you know what, they were better at putting the pieces together? You see that happen where they go back to that former job. How do you keep them inspired? How do you keep them motivated?
I mean, you have to treat them with respect. In some cases, we'll aspire to take on new responsibilities, and for whatever reason, they just don't pan out in that way. And you need to be able to return them to a job where they feel fulfilled and they're making a meaningful difference. I mean, everybody at a company like NSA, but it's not unique, is valuable enough that we hired them. Our job is to find that place where they make a difference and they feel fulfilled.
One of your key points during your speech was about people matter, making sure that people feel that they're not just part of the big organization or the government, but even the small organizations. Is that just as challenging as making sure you get good managers and good leaders?
Yeah, you want everybody to feel like they have a personal contribution to make in an organization that's large or complicated or that lives in a roil of transformation, not of its own creation. It's hard sometimes to make sure everybody has that personal feeling. And so it's a culture. You need to make sure that at every level you're affirming that and helping to connect people. They do want to matter. Pay matters. Parking matters. Buildings matter. But I think respect matters most of all.
How do you make sure people matter up and down the food chain? Because it's one of the most difficult things and it's probably a challenge that I think most agencies have.
I think communication matters a lot. Some of that is verbal, some of it is written, but through your normal processes you can get feedback as to what contributions people have made, what difference that made. There's a formal evaluation system where a relationship between a supervisor and employee can help them understand what they might commit themselves to before a performance period begins, give them feedback richly through that period, and at the end give them again some feedback. Plus you then have training opportunities, development opportunities so that people can essentially aspire to do multiple things across a career. That's an attractive proposition for many of our employees, and you help them find their way to new skills, new opportunities across a 30-year career. They could essentially have four or five different careers, but it's all the same thread. They've always worked at NSA.
Performance management is one of those areas in government that I think, again, people are still trying to understand how best to get performance management. Give me a sense of what you guys do at NSA around performance management in terms of how do you ensure that it's the right performance you're looking at, right objectives, goals, and meeting NSA's mission.
We spend a lot of time trying to train our people to understand what the mechanisms are associated with that, but beyond that, what the spirit of the system must be. Any system that you employ can be done well or not well, and so the relationship between the supervisor and the employee is the acid test as to whether that system is working. And so we emphasize that as much as we can. We don't get it perfect, but we work very hard at it, and I think that the system we have is working reasonably well.
One of the things you brought up about collaboration, the idea of, because something that NSA has been a big part of over the last decade, the post 9/11, increasing collaboration, it starts at the top, it's got to flow down to the bottom. That's something that's not just a DOD or intelligence mission now, but I think every agency is being asked to collaborate more, share on high priority goals, let's meet objectives together instead of separately. What are you seeing that works from the intelligence agencies, from the NSA point of view, and what can other agencies kind of learn from your experience so far?
I think we're all learning together. I think that to my own particular case, having some early experience in the military and watching the U.S. military go through the Gold War of Nichols transformation, where there was still a need for stovepipes. You want to have a depth of expertise in flying airplanes or mounting ships at sea, things of that sort. But the understanding was that that means nothing if you don't employ that in a joint fashion on the common battlefield. I think the intelligence community is now making the same journey, where it recognizes that the depth of expertise is still important. You know, each and every discipline makes a contribution, but it must make it in the combination of all those other disciplines. If the whole is not greater than the sum of its parts, then we're not in the right place, and I think that we're making progress in that regard.
When you look across the intelligence community at some of the progress, are you able to point to one or two areas that you think the most progress is being made?
I think that there are any number of places where there are analysts from various disciplines who sit side by side, and there's wonderful production coming out of those places. It's not simply that they're connecting dots in the vernacular of some years ago that would have been created naturally by the various agencies they represent, but they're actually taking their hunches and their insights, and they're comparing and contrasting those in a way that they drive each other to do a further intelligence collection and creating intelligence that would never have been created before. But it's happening between and amongst our analysts at every level, but not least of which at the kind of bottom of our organization, where most of the real work takes place.